So the portion is called Tazria, portion of Tazria. What is Tazria? Tazria comes from the word of Zera. Zera means seed. What is the seed that the Torah is talking about? It says like that, second verse. God is speaking to Moses. They tell the Israelite, if a woman conceive, she will give birth to a boy. And then she will not be pure for 7 days after she give birth. And in the 8 days, that boy need to be circumcised. And for 33 days, she consider not pure. So the woman is not pure for 33 days after she give birth to a boy. If she give birth to a girl, then she have 2 weeks of midah, of being unpure or having her period. Midah can be mean two things. And 66 days, she is not pure. That's how the Torah start this week parasha. And of course, we have to give opinion on that. What does that mean when a woman conceives, she give birth to a boy? It cannot be the truth, because not every woman who conceives give birth to a boy. What is nida? What is being unpure? What is all of that? And we know that the difference between somebody who is pure or somebody who is unpure, what is a pure person? What is a pure person? You know, if you ever wonder, who do you want to have as a friend? Who do you have as a friend? Do you want somebody holy as your friend? Or you want somebody pure as your friend? It's a question. Because holy people are holy. They are special. They are elevated. They connect. What is a pure person? Pure person, not necessarily holy, but they tell you the thing in your face, like this is wrong, this is right. But they love you. And you love them. Let's say your parents, doesn't matter how good they are or bad they are pure. Their relationship to you is pure. They might be not holy. And a lot of kids get angry with their parents because they say, my parents are not as good as I want them to be. Yes, they're not holy. But how they look at you, they're pure. Okay, so you have to remember the difference between pure and holy. So it's saying when a woman gives birth to a boy, she has 33 days of basically not being pure. When she gives birth to a girl, it's 66 days that she's not pure. Now what happened at that time? What happened at that time? Basically, she cannot be with her husband. Why is this? Because the husband is so pure? No, it's simply because the husband is basically cannot handle the impurity. The husband cannot handle the impurity, where the woman can handle impurity. That's why she's a woman. You know, I see that a lot of women try to put all kind of campaign. I'm not talking about just the Me Too campaign. And me as a man talking about it doesn't make me in a good position. But I will talk because that's me. So I see a lot of women start talking on Instagram, internet, and different places about, oh, how come the man do this to you and he doesn't do it to his best friend? How come this? Compare. If a woman is a man, she can compare why a man does it. But if a woman is not a man, she's seeing from the point of view of a woman. How would you know why the man did that? You can never figure it out because you're not a man. The judgment in our generation come very much unstable and not based on the Torah, not based on Talmud. Everybody come up with their own idea what religion is, what spirituality is, and what's your foundation? Where do you come up with that? I feel like it. Feel like it. You know, the guy who killed 6 million Jews, he also wake up in the morning and feel like that. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, that's why he wrote a book called My War. This is My War. I don't know if you read the book. I mean, he didn't only kill 6 million Jews, he killed way more non-Jewish people. I mean, I don't know, like 30 million people. So he cannot feel like it. You want to come up with a concept, follow the Torah, Talmud, Zohar, something. Something that has been a long time ago. So if the Torah tells you 33 days, take it seriously. Take it seriously. I have this guy, when he was 16 and a half, his father decided to throw him to the street. And the kid begged him. And he said to him, you know what, if you talk to my rabbi, my teacher, Eliyahu, maybe I will consider bring you back home. He comes to talk to me. So what's the problem? Why you are? I say, well, I'm on pills, cocaine, drugs. So okay, okay. I mean, I understand he's young and he's a rapper and dancer and all those people who dance with the knee and turn around, whatever you call those dance. No, it's not breakdance. No, it's different. And I sit with him. I say, you know what? Be with me, study with me. Da, da, da. We're going to work on the addiction. Eventually, he grew up, he grew up, he grew up. And he started wearing yarmulke. Become half a rabbi. Unbelievable. Shabbat, kasher, sweet like honey. Sweet like honey. Teaching, oh, teaching that better than me. Unbelievable. Look young, but great guy. Teaching, wonderful. I give him different job. Go Naples, go South Beach, go because young, ah, nice. Unbelievable. All of a sudden I find, they be telling me, you know, did you ever check on him? Because after I left my last job, you know, I don't check what happened there. So no, what happened? So yeah, he's now against God, against religion, against everything to do with religion. What happened? Is it my fault too? I say, no, no, no. And she told me on Shabbat, you know, he's not into religion, he's into philosophy. So, yeah, philosophy is good. It's good. Philosophy is kind of a door to spirituality. So it's nice. And then she told me, I don't know the verse she say. What did you say this psychiatrist said? Philosophy is...
Philosophers are people who are lost and haven't found God.
Something like that. It doesn't sound good. That's harsh. What you told me was better. I don't know if you can look at your phone. It was much better. But it's a very nice verse of that lady who wrote it. But I'm looking at, what is your safety? You're sitting on the chair right now. How many pillows the chair has?
Four.
You ever fall from the chair?
Yeah.
Anybody in this room ever fall from the chair? Suddenly, or you? It happened all of a sudden, or how it happened? You sit and it happened?
Alcohol was involved.
Alcohol involved, oh, with alcohol. I want to ask you something. If you were sitting on the chair right now, and you don't know which second this chair is going to break and you're going to be on the floor, how would you listen to the lecture right now? In what mind? You were worried not to fall? Or you will listen to the lecture? What exactly would happen?
Worry. It's like you're...
Worry.
It's like, you know, when you're dying, so you're looking forward, and it tells you how you die, and then...
Yeah. You worry about it. Good. So worry is good? What's better in life, relax or worry? Are you going to spa to relax or to worry?
Relax.
Is it considered on the enjoyment skills? I think relax, massage. So what are we looking to do in with our life? To be awake or to be asleep? Awake, really? If you're awake, you always enjoy when you're about to fall from the chair. Sitting like that. I'm awake. No. You're sitting on the bed. I know some people, they were even afraid that the massage bed will crash. All of a sudden, and their face, fall on the floor. Ever happened to you? This can happen too. You don't know that? Those two screws open and then, ew! It happened. It happened to many people. I know many people.
Oh my God.
Worry now. Worry make you awake. Is God worry? God love or God relax? What is God? God is everything. It's everything. God is everything. The feeling that we have include everything. But we take one thing and we make it God, which is idol worshipping. We take love. Oh, only love. Only love. Only love. The person next to you suffer. No! Ah, love. Love. The Talmud teach you, if you want to go by the Talmud, you're not allowed to go to somebody who suffer or depressed or another and preaching them good things. It's not nice. It's not polite. They are not in a good place. They are down. The Talmud says you have to go down with them and then climb back. You cannot just crush the person, say, hey, love, 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 love. You cannot even hear the word love. You gotta slowly go down and then climb. The Torah is telling us rules, purity and purity. We have to respect the Torah. We have to learn to respect the Torah. Not as a book of information only. It's a book that God created something called the universe, created human, animals, and all this, and gave like when you buy a laundry machine, what do you get? This little booklet. Or when you buy, iPhone, you have this little booklet that come with that. What do you call that pamphlet that come with the machine?
Structure manual.
So what is the structure manual of this universe? The Torah. Very simple. So if people say, nah, I don't feel like it. Somebody go to the doctor, Chas v'shalom, he's sick with cancer. So listen, we got to do a brain surgery. We take the tumor, then give you some chemotherapy, so everything going to be okay. I don't feel like it. You're going to die. I don't feel like it. One of, you know, since I'm doing a lot of healing on people, one of the toughest thing I did was with a guy, still tough in my mind to watch his face, who was telling me this is that he has 2 days last surgery. I said to him, how do you feel? He said, I don't know. He said, look at me, and said to me, he doesn't know if he's gonna get out of it. And he has 3 kids and a wife, but it's not for sure. Not for sure. So he's come, he said, listen, you are my last hope. I try every doctor, so I have nothing to lose. So I'm looking. I said, man, you put me in a tough spot here. And what do you want me to do? He said, do whatever you can, man. Trust you. Do whatever you can. So I'm sitting with him and I'm talking to him and I'm talking to his mind and subconscious and praying to God and pray here and opening the ark and everything. And Baruch Hashem is out of surgery and he's okay. I couldn't tell you how happy I was after Shabbat. You have no idea. You know, to be able to see somebody getting out of negativity. But when somebody comes to you with pain, you cannot tell them love, 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 share, 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 light, light, light. You have to also share your pain. I say, I also have pain. I want to tell you about my pain. And then together, when you both have pain together, said, sorry, is how can we, and then you climb together. When a woman conceives and she gives birth to a boy, meaning, when you conceive with the light of God, God touch you. You are now study. That's when God touch you. It's not me talking. Is my lips mine? Is my tongue mine? Is my spirit mine? Sitting a flesh and meat here, named Eliyahu, happened to be Eliyahu, and there's a spirit coming, and the mouse do this, and some sound come out, and he read from the book, and that's what happened. So you've been touched right now, you conceived by God. When you conceived by God, the Yalda ben Zachar, you give birth to a boy. What is that boy you give birth to? What is the difference between a boy and a girl? Boy consider continuity. Because the come from the Zachar mean memory, zikaron. Zikaron in Hebrew means to remember. Zachar means male. Male means, because of the sperm, is continuity of what happened before. Woman is malchut, is no continuity, it's the end of something. The way you know if you are develop yourself spiritually is only if there is one person being affected by you as well. At least one person. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have media, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have so many things. You can do the mitzvah every day. Every day. You learn something right now, put on Facebook. If you have one person read it and get influenced by you, Ben Zachar. You just give birth to a boy. It's not necessarily give birth to a child. Doesn't mean. I mean, if you take the head of Chabad, the Rabbi Milovavitch, didn't have any children. If you take Satmer, Rabbi, he didn't have any boys, he had one girl. So all those generations, but they have students. And because of that, that's considered that they have children. So one person affected by you every day, like you give birth to them. That's what the Torah want to tell you. And if you don't take it seriously, guys, then spirituality is not for you to receive. Spirituality is for you to receive for the sake of sharing. And if you sit on this chair, and you feel it will last, then you're not yet spiritual. Every minute, this chair decided if to crush you to the floor, every minute. The chair is intelligent or no? Of course. It's intelligent. The table is intelligent. Is this table was chosen that the Torah will be taught on it? Of course. Of course. This table was given to me by a wonderful friend that coincidentally, after 21 years, I'm meeting him in the gas station. What a random place by somebody with a dog who chasing me to say hello to me. And I said, I'm really in a rush. It's Friday. So please, please come in. He screamed. I said, okay, please relax. What's going on? Talk to him. And then the gas station in Mobile, what, Duini somewhere. No, Beverly. You know, the state. I'm there. I I said, really gonna go Shabbat? I'm gonna go. And this guy named Igal Eliassi, one of the most wonderful soul ever God sent to this world. And all of a sudden he was in touch with me after 21 years. He's the one who held my son, Yehuda, for the Brit. Weird. So he's at the table. I said, from all people, you give me the table to this Torah. Everything is intelligent. Your money in your pocket right now, in your wallet, if you have cash, is intelligent. Your credit card is intelligent. Your hand is intelligent. Your nails. Every time that you give birth to something, it's Yalda Zachar. You give birth to something. If your personality, you don't give birth to business people, if you're a businessman, you're going to give birth to a business or your businesswoman. Business people has to come from you. Whatever your profession is, somebody has to come from you and continue. If there is nobody because of you who studies spirituality or Kabbalah or Torah or something like that, then you are creating an end. Then when you receive Torah, when you receive, it's actually not always helping because it gets stuck. And for that reason, if you give birth to a girl, 66 days, not pure. 66 days, not pure. Meaning, if you're only busy with yourself, you're not pure for 60 days. You understand what I'm saying? The impurity of person, me, create a blockage. You study something tonight, well, you're going to share it with right away. The chair doesn't want you to take a room. The chair doesn't want to hold you. Why would the chair suffer and do this all night? Why? Because he was born to do that. Really? What you were born to do? Are you doing what you're born to be doing? If you're born to do what you've been born to do, then the chair will hold you. Is your car? Do whatever the car needs to be doing, of course. If you don't do what you're meant to be doing, also the minerals, the animals, the vegetables is not going to be talking to you. You are creating, Chas v'Shalom, imbalance in the universe. Please understand it. I want to go now to Rabbi Elimelech. Rabbi Elimelech writes like that. Isha ki tazriya ve'alda zachar. Rabbi Elimelech, those of you who never have been there, please just organize a group, a trip, and I will take you. It's a place that you must go. Nobody should leave this physical universe and not have been here in Rabbi Elimelech. It's in Poland. And it says like this. Nerali, I think. If Rabbi Elimelech says, I think, it's not because he doesn't know, he's humble. Nerali. Just to let you know who Rabbi Elimelech is. You know, Rabbi Elimelech considered one of the most elevated righteous ever live, ever come down. And he never respect himself. He always lower himself. So you can never find him. Can never find him. So the place was built by another rabbi. It came after him. So people will start to understand where they're going to. You know, I had the privilege, not because I did something special, because I did something brave. So God reward me that I light the menorah of Hanukkah on his grave. Coincidentally, but there is no coincidence. It happened to be somebody want me to, they opened the gate, they put me in there. I have a picture, I can show you, it's unbelievable. That's what he write. Dine, that's what I think he said. Bnei Adam, human, olchim shovav, bedech libam achesh tutem ve'ev lehem. Some people go after their stupidity and emptiness. Now this is supposed to motivate you. If somebody talk rough to you about your negativity, it doesn't motivate you, that means you're not on the right path. You're not meant to be spiritual. Not everybody who comes to study spirituality is or she is spiritual. Some people just, it's fashionable to sit in a room and listen to some Torah. But to be spiritual, when somebody speaks stupidity and emptiness of your life, when people walk after that, as in a fresh flow, say people like this, they're yesterday, today and tomorrow look the same. Right? Same coffee in Starbucks, same talk, same thing on the Instagram, everything is the same. Nothing changed. They think they changed, but they don't. Only thing, they cut their nails, they cut their hair, but it's the same life. Ken ayom, ken machar, ve'lo yasif da'at ve'sechel. They don't add any knowledge and they don't have any more brain to the brain at all. But righteous people that walk the way of spirituality, bedarkei Hashem itbarach ve'avodato, as kol yom ve'yom, yavin v'yaskri yoter ve'yoter. When person becomes spiritual, every day they change something. There is, they look into improve their life, to make it better. Mashallah is skillet more. Whatever he didn't know yesterday, he know tomorrow. more wise. And he continued, and it say, a person is giving us advice. צריך לאדם ללך במדרגה למדרגה. Person have to look at life like it's a stair, and he go from one stair to another. And the first thing you want to fix, the tikkun you want to do first, is to fix the midot. Midot mean attribute. Attribute mean jealousy, hatred, laziness, all kind of midot. That's called attribute. Is it clear when I say attribute in English? Okay. ואת חטאת נעוריו, and the sin that he do since he's young, וזה נקרא בשם נקבות. ואחר כך יבוא לקדושה, לא נקרא בשם דוחה, שהוא כלי שלם לקדושה לדברר שבו. So the reason it say give birth to a boy, give birth to a girl, because when he give birth to a girl is to work on the thing that are not right. After that you will have the merit to work on your tikkun. He said many people jump to fix their tikkun right away. But don't worry about your tikkun. Astrologically, this, that. Midot. 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 What is your midah? Some people are cheap. Being cheap is wrong midah. We are Am Israel. We are the people of the Torah. God never left us. And will never leave us. So no matter how much less money you have, will it have. Never leave you. Never leave you. So you have to... Don't disrespect how you look like in the eyes of people, because they may say that the person who studied Torah, look. And that's why tradition for thousands of years, always to make sure the community in the old days is to make sure that the rabbi has food, the rabbi is looking okay. Because if the rabbi who teaches Torah go outside, doesn't look okay, it's not for the rabbi they help. They're afraid that the people who follow Torah start having doubts. So for that, there is halacha, there is a law that to make sure is the rabbi okay. Always you look at his shoes. Shoes okay? Is this okay? The clothes okay? The shirt? Okay, it's okay. If they see something wrong, say, what's going on? So usually you take the rabbi aside and say, are you okay? You need a shirt? You need something? But not to help the rabbi. To help the people who follow, so they will not think that kind of, here, look at the man who believes in God 100%, he cannot even afford a shirt. So for that reason, it was a long time halakha to take care of the teacher to make sure they look okay. And to fix them, to make sure. Okay? And it say like this. A person have to fix everything step by step. Ubayom Hashmini, in the 8 days there is a breed for the boy. What does that mean? In the 8 days there is a breed, there is circumcision. It say he first fixed the 7 level from Chesed till Malchut. And then when he finished Kasat and Malchut, he finished everything, then he's ready to go to Bina, for the 8th one. That's what it means, the Brit. So I'm sharing this with you from Rabbi Elimelech before we're going to the Zohar. So I just find it fascinating. That's why I didn't want to keep it away from you. I think it's nice. I love it, actually. So let's see what the Zohar said. Somebody has the mic, or you're reading, Debbie?
She
has the mic. Okay. Here we go. Number 9.
If a woman have conceived seed, we learn that if a woman conceives first, she bears a male child. Rabbi Acha said that we learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, determines whether that drop will be male or female. Yet you say that if a woman conceives first, she gives birth to a male child. In that case, there is no need for the decision of the Holy One, blessed be He. Rabbi Yossi said, surely the Holy One, blessed be He, distinguishes between a male drop and a female drop. Once he observed it, he decided whether it would be male or female.
So what do you understand from that? What do you think? There is a contradiction here, right? How do we get out of it? What do you think? In one way, it says, that we don't need God. What is the words that are helping us here? I don't know if it's in the English. Ifchinba. To Vifchinba?
It only becomes male or female if they observe it. If
one observe, let's say observe. Ifchin, observe. So this observation of God, Afchana, observation, is actually determine the sex of the kids. What is this observing thing. Because in one way, say the woman, everybody can answer. You don't have to take turn. You just keep it for the room. What do you think? I mean, it's a good question, I think, no? We should raise this question. Nobody? What do you think? I mean, it's a good question. This observation. I mean, it say that when the woman conceive first, then it's a boy. If the woman conceive second, it's a girl. That's physicality. But then it say God pointed this and this and that. How do we put the 2 points together? There is no one answer to that. Whatever comes to your mind.
So it's not seeing
if it was first or second. It's determining where it came from. So
I don't know. It can be an answer. I don't have a solid answer for that. I mean, I'm sharing with you Zohar here. I'm just asking you. It's good to ask questions. It's not always good to have answers. It's good to have questions too, I think. What's going on here? One way, say the woman. One way, say, how do we weigh it? It's a tough one. Conceive first, should we do a sexuality lesson? Okay. Conceive first, I mean, how would I explain it to you, my dear Yvette? Well, something I can help you with right now. You and Yvette will have to talk to each other. You will have to talk to each other a little bit after class. You guys feel like a teenager class here. So the idea is there is a certain afkhana. Afkhana means observation. Meaning, so you're doing a lot of things on the physical world. Right? The Zohar doesn't talk about just the physical world. And while something happened in the physical world, if the light of the Creator, the Divine, didn't put the magic into it, it cannot be male soul or a female soul. The father and mother define the sex of the child. God is defined the sex of the soul. It's very profound, very profound. You know, I don't need to tell you, you know, we are now in a time that there is a lot of confusion in the air. A lot of confusion. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody. It's a mess. It's a mess. Because the intercourse between two people anymore is not as pure or holy or connect like it used to be before. That's why it's very difficult to put the soul together with the body. Your red blood cell comes from your mom. The white blood cell comes from your father. The white part of your body comes from your father. The red part of your body comes from your mother. The soul comes from God. That's how your body built. You need to know how your body built, okay? Very important to understand. So I just want to share this with you. Let's continue with the same section, please.
Rabbi Acha said, and born a man child. Does she give birth once she conceives? That the verse says, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child. But it depends upon pregnancy. And the verse should have read, if a woman have been pregnant and born a man child. Why then have conceived seed and born? Rabbi Yossi said, from the day they have conceived, women talk of nothing except whether their baby will be male. Hence, scripture says, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child.
Now, many women don't like that verse. You agree with that verse, all the women? From the moment the woman gets pregnant, she think, boy. That's why I say, many women, so it's got to be not physical. The Zohar doesn't talk about physical. It's deeper. I will read it in Aramaic. Amar Rabbi Acha, ve'yalda zachar, ve'tin kevan demazrat yoledet, yechtiv yalda. היקרא אחי מבעילה, אישה כתהר וילדה זכר. מהו כתזריע וילדה? אמר רבי זה, אתה מן יומד את הברת, עד יומד יולידת לה בפומה, אלא ילדו דלה עולה ודחר, וילדה אישה כתזריע וילדה זכר. בפומה. בפומה מין, that's all what she say. I will give birth to a boy, I will give birth to a boy, I will give birth to a boy. What did we explain about boy before? Continuation. What is a woman who's pregnant busy with? Only giving. Only giving. Pregnant woman is 100% pure giving. Not from the husband point of view, because from the husband point of view, all of a sudden the woman becomes a demon. She's only receiving. She wants food, she wants comfort, she screams, she yells, it's a mess. Just a mess. It becomes worse every day. Just your life becomes really not easy. Not easy. And I can tell you all about it. I mean, from not after giving birth, it's getting double worse because you become a shopper and stroller. It's not like today the stroller folds right away. In the old days, used to be a stroller that never fold, never fold, never fold. You think it's funny. Never fold, never, never fold. And you have car seat. I don't know if you know what car seat is. That today is beautiful. Tick, and then, in the old days, you have to tie it. It was different. It's just people don't look at the husband like he worked, but the husband is going under a lot of depression. Let me tell you, like, what am I doing here? What? How did I end up in this position? Your value dropped from 100 to minus 20. It's true. Yeah, every husband knows that your value go down minus. You're below zero. There's no value to you. You know. If you want, I remember that I used to see TV with no sound and used to guess what's going on. It was no subtitle. No, so I tried to, and then I see that movie after that, it was no connection to what I thought it was. You know? I remember my wife told me to buy thing for the diapers. There is those tube. It's a fancy thing. So the diaper's going in. The problem, don't ever buy it. The problem with that tube, if the diaper is big and the tube is small, it's not going to go in. Nobody listens to you. So when a woman is pregnant, she is the most giving. So that's what it means. She say boy, boy, boy. It's not boy as a physical boy. It is I want to give. She just cannot wait to give. Because think about it. It's dangerous to give birth. It's not easy. The woman going in a serious danger. The Zohar talk about it in different place. Very serious danger. It's not funny. Some women without medical requirement can die while they give birth. They can die. They have no chance without a doctor to give birth. The people ask me if I'm for giving birth in the ocean, or underwater, or in the house. And I always say no. Why say no? I said, I don't know what type of delivery you need. If your wife is pure, angel, righteous, then the best is to do it at home, not to create a panic for the baby. But if the wife is tikkunim from last lifetime, could be danger for the woman, danger for the child. If my wife would not give birth in an emergency room, you know, God forbid, I don't even want to tell you. So you need to understand that a pregnant woman, you always have to respect a pregnant woman because her entire existence is sharing. Nothing about her is receiving. Pure sharing. Every time you see a pregnant woman, respect, take care. You know, it's a big, big thing to feed a pregnant woman. Chase them. What do you want to eat? Can I feed you? Can I take care of you? Everything. Because they are God for 9 months. They're God. Because they're giving birth. They're creating a child. This part, they're creating a human being. Who give birth to a human being? God. In Garden of Eden. Who else can do it? Only a woman. Only a woman can do that. So that's why V'yalda Zachar, she giving birth to a boy. She's thanksgiving. So after a woman give birth, she cannot think about nothing but sharing. And that's why there is a lot of fight in the first baby. Because the woman look at the husband. He thinking he's still the king. And he continue to look for with my coffee and tea. All of a sudden he's the one who's supposed to do. He doesn't think to give. Oh, why should I give? I mean, life was good yesterday. Why, just this little thing changed my life? Yes. You are now need to learn to give. You now need to learn to take care of them. And for that reason, in Judaism, the wife and the child living in one room for about 40 days, and the husband live in another room. So the bonding with the child and the woman become one. It's very important. And a lot of husbands don't understand it when they call me. I said, leave your wife alone now. They need to bond. You are only supplier. Supplier food, thing, driver. I give you the list of what you need to do. That's it. This is their project. Soon you will be involved. Okay? When she need to go to the bathroom, she give the baby to hold it. Then after that, give it back. It's a job. It's a job. And many men, unfortunately, thank God I was able to save a couple 2 weeks ago. I'm so happy. I was fighting so hard for that couple to stay together. And she gave it to her baby. It created a lot of problem. The worst fight happened after the baby born. Worst fight. Why? Because she's giving, but she's receiving double. But she doesn't receive for her, she receives for the baby. So if your wife all of a sudden at 2 a.m. said, I want fried fish, you get angry. What do you mean fried fish? No. You're talking now to the giving force. Of course, fried fish. I would be happy to go get you a fried fish. And then, but if you think it's for her, you get angry. And then the next day you ask for fried fish, you're not going to get it. Because it's only for you. You understand? So, when it say that God observed it, and Rabbi Acha said, that's the first words in her mouth, meaning she's all day long. Because the mouth in Kabbalah called Malchut Terosh, Pederosh, Rosh is the thought, and Pe is the manifestation of the thought. We study in Tikkun HaZohar. This is Pe de Rosh. So here, in that area, is the manifestation of your thought. What can I give? It's a little bit deep, I know. Let's read Yud Aleph.
If a woman hath conceived seed, Rabbi Chizkia opened with the verse, Hashem, how manifold are your works? How many are the deeds of the Holy King in the world? This is likened to a man who took different kinds of seeds together and planted them at the same time. Afterwards, each kind sprouts of his own. The Holy One, blessed be He, similarly does His deeds with wisdom, wisely, taking everything together and planting them. Afterwards, each comes out in its own time. This is the meaning of, in wisdom have you made them all.
So it's simple. Now we understand now the seeds are the same. How come if the seeds are the same, when you put it on the ground, they grow up differently? Those of you ever work in a farm, they not always grow the same. You can do it with me one time. You can take a land. Those of you ever grow up something, it doesn't grow the same. You take a seed of corn, they're not perfectly the same. If you really look at them, they're not, okay, it's the same seed. How come they're not the same? Not the same. Because every seed, there is an order from the observer, God. You this, you that. So the seed, the same sperm and the egg. But the observation of God, that's the miracle that happened. So powerful, guys. It's so powerful. You know, what we learn here, it's very simple, but it's so powerful. And it should make us more believe that the chair is still holding you. The chair is still holding you because the chair believes in you. That you're going to do something sharing with this study. Otherwise, the chair says, I don't want to hold somebody who just want to take for themselves. This chair you're touching, this chair will take care of you. How many of us say, thank you to the chair for holding me? We don't. How many of you ate in a restaurant and say, table, thank you so much. Thank you, it was so good that you came to serve me. How many of us say, thank you for holding the book, the tea? I mean, look at this, how beautiful, the candle. We don't. We don't believe it's wood. No, it's not. It's energy. Everything is energy. Okay? Everything is energy. So chaos happens when we no longer have value and appreciation for the thing around us, because we only want to take, we don't want to give. And what do you do? People ask me that question. What do you do when you met people only that receive? They cannot give nothing. No love, no money, no time, nothing. Nothing. And they always feel that nobody should teach them to give because they're already giving. What do you do? You ever been meeting people like that you tell them, maybe you do a little sharing, a little bit help, a little bit volunteering, a little bit something. No, I'm giving enough. And when you look at their book, they're giving nothing, basically. They panic and they worry because they actually want to receive more and life doesn't give it to them. But why would life give you oxygen if you don't empty your lungs? You cannot inhale before you exhale. Look at nature. Nature is a beautiful thing. Yesterday, Debbie took me to the mountain far in Malibu, and you have waterfall and flower and all this. Oh my God, so beautiful. And you look at nature, I almost want to bring something here, but Debbie wasn't allowed me. I found when the bee, I guess after the fire left, it was the thing without honey. It's only the wax. I don't know if you understand. I want to use the scream, but Debbie said, no, don't touch it. I believe in it. I'm thinking all day long to go back there and get it. That's what I was thinking today. Like, how do I go get it? Bring it home. And the idea is, when you look at nature, unbelievable. Nature gave. It was fire in Malibu. Fire. Bad fire. Nature talk to nature. Say, we need rain. Nature said, okay. And rain after the fire make everything grow. Because the earth, the dirt, become more moisturized right now. And now, look how nature work. Rejuvenate itself. Rejuvenate. Because nature is all the time, what can I do? And the most beautiful thing I saw was a tree which is 90% fire. Nothing left. Holes. Nothing. And the tree standing like this. There is one leaves going like that. And the tree fighting to grow out of that fire. And it's growing. That's beautiful to watch. It's telling us, don't look at what you're not getting. Don't look at your roots. But look at my life. No money. No nothing. How can I give? I was not born to receive. God created me to give. So God, how can I serve and give? But I don't have give. Find something to give. Find somebody to give to. Be like the tree. We noted in the spring, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, starting Saturday. That's why this Friday is dedicated to the Friday of money. You have to bring your key. We did it every year, we're doing it for the money meditation. So this Shabbat, this Friday is money meditation Shabbat. Why? Because and after Shabbat you have to bless the tree. Why? Because the reincarnation, people who reincarnate in trees, we have to elevate them by Sunday morning. Hopefully all of you will be here. I will teach you how to do it. There's a special blessing. And when you elevate them out of the tree, that's why this is the time that the tree are kind of blossom and beautiful. It's to tell us we are here. We need you to elevate us with this blessing. And people don't know. They just continue another day like Rabbi Elimelech, right? You know, some people live yesterday, today, tomorrow, the same. So every day is something. Every day. Every day is beautiful. Every day is beautiful. Beautiful. If we do sharing. Every day is not beautiful. If I'm never going to be happy if I'm only want to receive. I can only be as happy as I'm giving. And giving starts with doing sacrifice. Commitment equal sacrifice. If your commitment is not any sacrifice to what you do, then it's not a commitment. If your commitment to a marriage, if your commitment into business, if your commitment into spirituality has no sacrifice, sacrifice means you lose something because you become spiritual. You not gain, you lose something. If you are on the path of spirituality and you don't lose something because of it, you're not yet on a path of spirituality. If you're in a marriage and you're not trying to sacrifice something for that marriage, you're not still married. You're not married. You might be the diploma and the ring and all this 9-year-old thing, but you're not married. Everything is sacrifice. If you don't know how to take from your mouth and give to another person, that's sacrifice. You have to lose. It's not sharing. It's not giving. It's not even restriction. It's sacrifice. Meaning, I'm giving you something and I'm losing. If you're not losing anything out of your path, you're not yet committing to anything. How many people walking around our town here committing to nothing? What is the new thing I can receive today? We're living in LA. I mean, I don't need to tell you a secret. We're all sick with that. Because if you are here 3 years, you already have that disease. LA known to be the place of selfish. What can you do for me today? It used to be New York, now it's LA. New York changed now. In New York right now, they're building the next generation. I don't know what's going to be there. But in LA, we know it's selfish. What can you do for me today? And if you can know, there's people going on a date, I heard. They're going on a date, they're so excited. They say, oh my God, I got to see you tomorrow again because I'm falling in love. And the tomorrow come, and nothing happened. That's what I hear, some story. And the girl sometimes feel embarrassed to call the guy because she feel he get excited. And then the guy say, yeah, don't push me. And then he blocked the girl. You heard such a thing? What a ungentleman behavior. Disgust me. So people, those women be busy with the Me Too campaign instead of busy with the Wake Up the Guy campaign. Me Too campaign. What does that help? The guys are bad. The guys are bad. They make the most scared. If he was in a cave now, he's going in the hole and cover himself with cement. Get them out. Teach them. Hello. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. We are now in a time that girls have to wake up the guy. Isha ki tazriya. A woman give birth to a boy. Meaning, wake up. And now I show you how to wake up even more. I will show you and prove to you from the Zohar that the money that a male needs to have depends on a woman. So if you see a guy who doesn't know how to behave to women, or a guy who doesn't know how to treat women, or a guy no other, always in the end of that, either he has money he cannot enjoy, either the man doesn't have money. Let's see what the Zohar has to say about it. It's a little bit long, but I'll try to keep it fast because I have another class after that.
Rabbi Elazar went to see his father, accompanied by Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, "Let us speak words of Torah as we walk." Rabbi Elazar started with, "Say, I pray you, you are my sister." This is a difficult verse. Could it be that Abraham, who feared sin and was a friend of the Holy One, blessed be he, would speak so about his wife, so as to derive benefit from it? He answers, even though Abraham was sin-fearing, he did not count on his own merit and did not wish the Holy One, blessed be he, to deduct from his merit, but counted on his wife's merit, that through her he will gain money from other nations. For man attains money through his wife, as written. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife is from Hashem. Whoever merits a prudent wife merits everything. It is also written, the heart of her husband safely trusts in her, and she help, and he shall have no lack or of gain.
Either it's your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, your sister. You have to have a female in your life. You have to have a female in your life. It bring you the mazal now. What if it's a bad woman? Because he used the word Isha Maskelet. What do you call Isha Maskelet?
Prudent.
Huh?
Prudent.
Whoever married prudent wife. Mm-hmm. Prudent. What is prudent? Like wise?
Maskelet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maskelet? Is that the same translation? Wise. Wise wife. What is a wise wife? You know, I get the biggest blessing from my father. So I want you to have the merit to marry a woman like mine. That's like my mom. Blina, I have Debbie. And when you see Debbie, you're not allowed to say compliment to Debbie. I mean, she's behind camera. What woman would be behind camera while she prepared the class? Nobody even knows she's in the room. Nobody even knows. Shabbat coming, she's minyan organizer. This coming, she's helping with the book. This coming, is then who people like more? Me. I'm the fun guy. I'm behind thing. People don't know. Like, I'm the Mr. Not Nice. And she's Mrs. Nice. She's manifest everything. Without Debbie, nothing working. Nothing working. But the credit always go to me. Always go to me. Oh, Eliyahu. Oh, you're the wise. You're the wise. When you have... And they say, again, the Talmud say you're not allowed to compliment people in front of them. But it said, the Talmud also says, miktzato mutar. A little bit you're allowed to compliment the person. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed too much because it brings judgment. But you're allowed to compliment a little bit. So that's a little bit. That's a 10%. 10% I'm allowed. So it say that Isha Maskelet. If you don't have a woman who direct you, which is Maskelet, which is the right woman, no money. No money. Now, women ask me now, what about if I'm a woman? What if I'm a woman? I'm a woman. Do I need to find another woman in my life? Depends. Depends. Most of the time, yes. But if you are a woman, who are, like we say before, Isha Kitazri Avelda Zachar. If you are a woman who think sharing all the time, I'm not talking about sharing just when... Let me give you thing that doesn't sacrifice for me. Because we know when it's sacrifice. Sacrifice, for some people it's money, for some people it's time, for some people it's love. You have to check. Yes, money is a test too. I know some people say, I can be tested on anything but money. No, 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 money is the test. It's the first test. If money is the issue for you to share, to give, to be charitable, something to tell about your personality. I did a study of 29 years. 29 years. And I cannot share the study yet until I will write it into the new book. But I can only share that I ask about maybe 500 people about their life. And my kids always tell me to stop. Because whenever I get Uber driver, anybody I meet, I asked them about their life. Then I asked them the second question, I asked, are they charitable? And they've been with me many occasions. They all answer the same. And when they're not charitable, they're not giving, I tell Debbie, before they speak, let me tell you about their life. And when I ask them, are you there? Same life. 500 people, the same life, it's got to be right. So if you're not charitable, again, everybody based on their ability, but you need to know inside, are you charitable? And if you think you are not giving enough, that's a good sign. It doesn't mean you give enough, but it's a good sign. If you think you give enough, that's a terrible sign. You should give way more. But if you feel you don't give enough, could be you're just depressed. It doesn't make you in a good skills. Isha Maskelet is a woman that always continue in a giving mode. My mom, may God give her health and everything that she needs, Bezrat Hashem. My mom, doesn't matter if she cannot walk, sometimes she has to go with a walker. But if there is somebody who would need, she can stand it. She doesn't care. She will go maybe 1 hour, and that stairs will take her 1 hour. But in the end, she will cook for you. It doesn't matter, then she's going to fall. She will fall, we have to put her on the chair. But she will feel so great that she was able to give. What is her shame? My mom is ashamed that she cannot give. It's a shame for her. And if I come from all the way to Israel, suddenly she's in the kitchen. I said, please stop, I know how to cook. Let me cook for you. I enjoy to cook for my mom. And so I start cooking, my mom comes next to me. I say, what are you doing? She said, you don't trust me. So every time she comes up with a new idea how to give me. So the last time I was there, I said to her, mom, you know, you insult me. You know, I thought I'm better cook than you and I want to prove myself. And she said, are you please? She's smart. Are you playing me? I said, no, seriously, I'm trying to compete. So Isha Maskelet, my father, when he met my mom, no job, no nothing, playboy. And she fixed him so well that in her time nobody bought a house. She bought a house from no money. He was working construction in the daytime, 5 a.m., 2 a.m., he come back home. Take a shower, eat the 3, 7 p.m. they go wash school by hand or wash stairs or people's house. So Isha Maskelet mean that the woman is always into sharing. So when you look at Debbie in pressure and all this and that, is what can I share? How can I do minyan for the people? It's not minyan for us. Baruch Hashem, there's enough synagogue here. We don't need to do minyan. We don't need to bring Baruch Hashem. We brought another Torah now. It's for you. For you guys. But if you don't feel you're getting something from it, because you don't know what to do with it. You have to feel it. You have to feel it. You have to go inside and look. Am I giving? Am I giving? And it's not your fault if you don't give enough. It's my fault. Because I don't ask. Just because I don't ask, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't give. And if you don't activate the giving side of you, I can't teach it enough. I teach it for 30 years. You're the one who's not getting. And you have to ask. Nobody ever knocked on my door and said to me, Eliyahu, I come here to check if I'm giving enough. Here is my bank account. Here is the situation. Can you tell me if I'm giving? Nobody ever come. Lina, I'm here. I'm living here 2.5 years. And I'm yes, now I need to see you urgently. What happened? Don't worry, you don't need an appointment from Debbie for that, okay? Nobody would do that, right? Now I don't think I'm giving enough money, I don't think I give enough time, and I don't think I give enough love. You have to be in the giving. Who set up the room? Who set up the camera? Who's behind camera? Maybe somebody need to replace Debbie and be the photographer, the video man. Who wiped that board? Who set up the green screen behind me? Who set up the TV? Who put the writing together? All of it. But we are here coming to Broadway show. We just sit there, hope the chair will not break, and to enjoy and receive. And that's what Isha Maskelet is. That the woman always need to think, how can I give? If the woman is not Maskelet, is not into always give, she also destroyed the man she's with. No money. But she doesn't think giving. Giving is not when you give. Giving when you always give. You can't help it. It's not that you decided to share. You share. You don't know how not to. You don't know how not to. You want not to share. You can't. You can't help it. Can't help it. And that's what it says about Abraham. Who is Sarah? You want to be like Sarah? Look at this. Sarah, keep going, please.
Abraham,
through her merit, went to consume the gain of the other nations, as in, and he shall have no lack of gain. He counted on her merit that they will be unable to punish him or her merit, or make advances on her. For that reason, he gave them nothing by saying, "She is my sister." Moreover, he saw an angel walking before her, who said to Abraham, "Do not worry for her. The Holy One, blessed be He, sent me to take money from the other nations and keep her from anything." Abraham then had no fear for his wife, but for himself, because he saw the angel not with him, but with his wife. He said to himself, "So she is kept, but I am not." For that reason he said, "Say, I pray you, you are my sister."
And you thought you know Abraham and Sarah, huh? Sarah was the highest level woman. When you go next time to Hebron, when you're next to Sarah, you have to deal with, you know, it said that Eve was so ashamed when Sarah came to be buried in Hebron. She said, "How can I be buried next to a woman like that? I look so bad. She look more than an angel. How can I even be there?" And look what it say. I found that very funny. 184.
Because of the angel that was walking before her to keep her, it is written, "And Hashem plagued Pharaoh because of Sarah." Because of Sarah, surely, namely, because of her words. She would say to the angel, "Strike," and he struck. Abraham, therefore, had no fear for her, since she was protected. The reason he feared for himself was because he saw nothing guarding him.
A woman who is sharing has power. A woman who's receiving has no power. Today, you know, the universe is going through a lot of competition. How you look, what you wear. And a lot of women don't want just attention from the one that they love. They want attention from everybody. If they want attention just for the one that they love, it's normal because they love, they want a connection. Like the women in Egypt. You look at the women in Egypt, what they did. In Egypt, all the beautiful women in the world was in Egypt. What the wife of the slave, the Hebrew slave come from work, home. What the women are doing? They were shining the copper. It was no mirror in those days. And they were brushing their hair in front of their husband. The Zohar said, why would they do that? So they were worried that the Egyptian woman take their husband with the wrong intention. So they decided to become as beautiful as they can. They were slaves too. For their husband to be with them. God say, you did it for the sake of sharing. Each one of you will give 6 children like that with not even an effort. They all give birth 6 children on the spot. No pain. There was no pain included. Can you imagine something like that? You should read. It's in the Midrash. It's beautiful. It's in the Zohar too. So, if you become beautiful, what you become beautiful for? It's for the men too. If you become attractive, what are you becoming attractive for? Even for the sake of sharing, then it's called Isha Maskelet. It's Isha that bring money home. Isha can only bring money if she does everything for the sake of sharing. But it's not just money. It's everything. It's everything. For that reason, you have to think. And it's not about just think about your husband and make his life miserable and blah, blah, blah. Giving. Am I giving my husband? Am I there to make sure that my husband receives everything in his power? Sometimes not giving the husband is giving. Depends. You have to know where you come from. But you can never come from a place of what I'm getting. You have to come from a place of what I'm giving. And if it's not... And that's why I said in the beginning, the campaign that women are doing now, Me Too campaign, another campaign now it's starting, and the third one starting. And it's not that I disagree with how they treat women. You know, I totally 100% agree with that. In CBS, what happened there, I heard it personally from someone, and what they do in work and money and all this and that. I think that's the healthy part, how to treat women. But it's not the healthy part when it's going out of proportion, and women using it as an excuse not to give. Without women giving, the world will come into chaos. It will be the end. Because the woman has to come to a place where they can basically be all the time in sharing. Sometimes say no to the husband is sharing. Say no. No. But don't say no because you're angry. Say no because you think it's bad for them. So if the husband say, I think I'm buying this car. No, honey, I don't think you should buy it. But don't do it because you don't want it. Do it because you think it's bad for him. When you do it this way, money starts coming down to the house. More money and more money and more money. So the woman, as you learn from Sarah, when a woman is like Sarah, in charge of the manager, can you imagine the power of a woman? She tell the angel, Avraham, say, how come she is an angel? I don't, she, me too. For that reason, he said, please, bizchutech, because of your merit, they will not kill me. Not because of me, I don't have how to protect myself. But you, I see your angel, you have a beautiful angel. And he talked to God, what about me? Am I getting one? it's a beautiful, I found it beautiful. And I studied that in 2008. How many years ago is now? 11 years ago. I studied that section with a group of people. It was very deep study. Study, I think, till the morning. Because we need to start to appreciate women. Women have to appreciate women. Men have to appreciate women. But more important is to appreciate women who want to make a difference, who want to share. You know, Mother Teresa used to say, I cannot join any group or go against other group. But I will join all group or going for something. If you tell me what are you for, I will support you. But if you will tell me you are against something, I can support you. I can only go for something which is for something. Don't tell me what you're against. I don't want to hear about it. And I find that very fascinating. When you are for something, you know, it's beautiful. And I will highly suggest for the women sitting here to start looking at your life and see what can you do also for Vital, you know, to come and what can we do? Everybody take a little job, one wipe the board, one turn on the TV. It's not a lot. It's a 1 minute thing, but 1 minute make a difference. 1 minute to become 2 minutes. Set up the chair. Another 2 minutes. It's not a lot of work, I know. I should give you more, but it's a beginning. But you should never come receiving. You should come giving. Once you do that, then find enough men to do it for you. Not because you want them to do it for you, because you want to help them by you sharing your job with them. You understand how Sarah work? That's how Sarah work. That's how she could be give birth to who? What was her son's name? Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak being in Hebrew?
Laughter.
You want giving birth. Now you know, Isha kitazri avalda zachar. When a woman give birth to a boy, what was the boy? Yitzchak. You want to give birth to a laughter? You have to act like Sarah. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.